It's Tuesday, January 31st, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 17th, the Pakistan National Assembly expanded the blasphemy statutes to extend to an insult of Muhammad's wives, Muhammad's family members, or Muhammad's acquaintances. The punishments for these crimes were increased from 3 years to 10 years in prison, along with a fine of $4,314. Muhammad is not considered a god by Islam, but only a human being who was supposed to have spoken prophetically and authored the Quran. In other Pakistan-related news, the Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack upon Pakistani police yesterday in Peshawar. The explosion killed 59 people, including 27 police officials. The radical Islamic group is upset over Pakistan's partnership with the U.S. in the war against terrorism. And now this, International Christian Concern has issued their Dishonorable Distinction Awards for the persecution of Christians in the year of our Lord 2022. According to their list, Afghanistan is the worst country for persecuting Christians, the Fulani Muslim militants are the worst entity on earth, and Iran's Ali Khamenei is the worst individual for the torture and persecution of Christians. No surprise here, a study conducted by researchers at the University of Ohio found that scientists who are atheistic or agnostic in their worldview consider their colleagues who believe in God as less intelligent. The authors of the study claim the bias is based on the proposition that religion and science are in conflict. But true wisdom from Psalm 14, verses 1 through 3 states that the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. The survey is in for the most undesirable states in the U.S. since the COVID-19 pandemic was announced. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, people are moving out of the generally expensive left-wing states of New York,